We are on Daf Tesvav and Aleph. Daf Tesvav and Aleph. The Gemara on top was talking about whether or not the Iker is, well, we said that there's, when it comes to Esregim, it could be a little tricky. Esreg is different than other trees. If Esreg goes Buster Lakita, or Esreg goes Buster Chanata. Chanata is like normal Paris. Lakita is like Urakas. So the Gemara had suggested that if you're going to say that Esther goes Basar Lakita, then, like Rabbi, that's from Gamliel's opinion, then the Rosh Hashanah, should actually be Tishrei, because then you're comparing it to like vegetables, and vegetables Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. However, on the top of Daf Tesvav and Aleph, the Gemara disproves that. And the Gemara says, in Achanami, you're going to have to say that even though Esrog, it goes Achalikita Kiyarek, still to Rosh Hashanah is Shvat. So then Gemara just asked, like, just an interesting thing. When it comes to Esrog, for some reason, when we're talking about, you know, part of it happening in 1 year, part of it happening in the other year, we don't speak about the second to third year. We speak about the third to the fourth year. What was the reason for that? What was the subliminal message? And Gemara answers, Milsa Agaburcha Komashma. We're right now on the ninth line, Daf Tesvav and Aleph. Milsa Agaburcha Komashmalan. The Esrog Koshele Yadei. The Esrog, it's hard for the people to handle it. I did the Mishah Mashmalan. They call it Alma Bishvius Loton Periad Slosin Shnin. Being that during Shemitah, everyone's all over the Esrog trees because it's Hefker. Therefore, it's not going to bear fruit for another 3 years. We saw this yesterday also. Gemara is asking, when's the Rosh Hashanah for Esther? Emily Shvat. You heard me, Shvat. Shvat the Chadashim or Shvat the Tkuf. We said, does it actually depend on the lunar Shvat, or does it depend on the seasonal Shvat, which would mean the Shvat of the sun? Emily the Chadashim. Rava asked the question, what happens if it's an Ibriyar? What do you do if it would be an Ibriyar? Answers the Gemara, you still are going to go after Moshanim, which means he's going to do the Shvat of Tekufa. What does it mean it goes into the seventh year? It means that it bloomed in the sixth and it was picked into the seventh.
What happens if there's an Ibiyur affects the entire Mishnah? No, it's not just Esrog. I mean, you can ask this question on every single...
I think the point of the question is as follows. Yeah. The point of the question is that you're saying that Esrog, it goes, even though it would make sense it should go Basar the Tkufa, it goes Basar the Chodesh. What happens if there's such a big gap between the Chodesh and the Tkufa? Because it's an Ibriyar, so now it's totally off of, it's distance very much from the what would appear to be the agricultural time of a tree. This is the Gemara in Achanami, but, so this is specifically for something that its Rosh Hashanah is defined based on the agriculture. Many of the things in the Mishnah, the Rosh Hashanah is just defined on Rosh Hashanah. Tishrei was chosen not because of the rain or anything like that. It's chosen just because Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. So Tishrei wouldn't be affected by an Ibriyar. Is that clear, Yoni?
Yeah. I guess the question was more narrowly tailored to like the Yerukas, or the
right.
the other Natiya Yerukas.
Right. Good.
But I guess I hear you. I hear that.
Good. You're saying good, Yoni. Okay. So now we have this interesting Brisa, which is going to be a problem for us. The Brisa says, Amar Rabba, Esrog Bas Shishis, Shenechneses Lishvius, Ptumen Amaiser, Ptumen Abir. Esrog, which means that it bloomed in the sixth year. It got picked in the seventh year. It's Ptura min HaMaiser. Now, why is it Ptura from HaMaiser? It must mean you're treating it like Shemitah, which means that when it go after the picking, Ptura min HaBir, but still it's Ptura from Bir. That's strange, because Ptura min HaBir would imply that it's not Shemitah. Those two right there seem to be a stira, which the Gemara will address. Ubas Shmias, if it was planted and bloomed in the seventh year, but was only picked in the eighth, still Ptura min HaMaiser. It's Ptura min HaMaiser. V'chayeves v'bir, but it's chayev in bir. That makes a lot of sense. It's Ptura min HaMaiser. We're going to treat it as if it's Shemitah. I mean, it makes sense, but it's still going to be a problem with one of the shitas, because that means that we're saying that we're going basur the chanata, not the lakita, because it was bashvias anim to anichleses lishminis. It's Ptura min HaMaiser, and it's also chayeves v'bir, because we're treating like Shemitah. Amalei Abaye bishlama seifa lechumra. I understand the Seifa, which is going Lechumra. The Seifa is saying that we're going to treat it like Shemitah. El Ereisha, Ptura min HaBir Amai. But in the Ereisha, why are you Ptura min HaBir? I don't understand. If you're telling me it's Ptura min HaMaiser, so basically you're telling me it's not Shemitah. So why is it also Ptura min HaBir? Lezel Basar, it's the Gemara, the Amrinan, Zil Basar Chanata. Because we said we're going to have to go after the blooming. And if you go after the blooming, that's why it's Ptura from the beer, because it was bloomed in the sixth year. Yachi, techayev b'maiser. But if you're going after the blooming, it should be chayev b'maiser, because it grew, matured in the sixth year. Amalei, he answered back. In a chanam, it should be chayev b'maiser. However, yad, hakom, mashmish, and bov, at amrit, chayev b'maiser. Everyone's touching this esrog. Everyone's playing around with the esrogim. So, but Adam is the chayiv and meiser, and you're going to say that it's going to be chayiv and meiser. This esrog is being manhandled by all these people, so it's for all intents and purposes, it's hefker. It's not really hefker, but we're going to treat it like hefker because. Because everyone is going to be in the fields. So there's so many other things in the fields that are hefker. So therefore, it's Ptura and Meiser. In other words, not Ptura and Meiser because it's Shemitah, it's Ptura and Meiser because it's like hefker. Hefker is Ptura and Meiser. Rav Hamnuna Amar, Rav Hamnuna has a different opinion. Says Rav Hamnuna, Bas Shishis Anachneses L'Shvius, L'Olam Shishis. If it bloomed in the sixth year, it is going to be Shishis, which means it's Chayiv and Meiser and everything else. He reiterated his opinion that he's saying that it's always tully in blooming. So over here, if it bloomed in the sixth year, it's sixth. If it bloomed in the seventh year, it's seventh. Mason asks the question. An esrog of the sixth year, it bloomed in the sixth and it went to the seventh. Ptura min HaMaiser, Ptura min HaBir. It's part of a Maiser and from a beer. It's going to be a problem according to this last opinion we just mentioned. LMK Shein Luchadavar. It's why is it Ptura from Meiser and Ptura from Bir? Shein Luchadavar Shechayev b'Meiser Elmkin Gadol b'Chiyuv and Nilkat b'Chiyuv. If it bloomed, it blossomed in the Chiyuv, and it was picked in the Chiyuv, it blossomed in the seventh year, and it's picked in the seventh year, then it's going to be Chayev. But if it doesn't, it's Ptura. Ubas Shvius Shenachnesis L'Shminis. Ptura min HaMaiser, uptura min HaBir, shein l'chadavar, shechai b'bir, elmkin gadol b'shvius, v'nilkat b'shvius. So again, he reiterated, we need everything to happen in the same year in order for there to be a ptur. So the Gemara says, Reisha,
kasha der HaMaiser. Why are you Ptura and Meiser, though, on that last one?
It's a good question. I'm going to have to try to look that up. Says the Gemara, it's a good question. Reisha kasha the Rav Hamnuna. Seifa kasha bein the Rama, bein the Rav Hamnuna. So Gemara says, this is going to be a kasha here. Are you saying you go basar chanata? the blooming or basil lakita. It seems to be that what we just said, that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Shimon, seems to say that not like what we said from Rav Amnuna. And it says the Gemara Tanoi. We're gonna have to try to chaz this over, hopefully tomorrow. But the Gemara says the Gemara Tanoi. Today's Friday. Tanoi. It's an achlokes Tanoi in Netanya. I'm Rabbi Yosi. Avtulmus heyed mishum chamisha zakenim. Avtulmus testified. Esrog achar likitasai lemaiser. Esther goes after Lakita, the picking, when it comes to Meiser. Rabbi Seinu nimnu ba'usha. However, the Rabbi Seinu said, "V'amru achar Lakita bein leMeiser bein leShvius." So when this gets into your discussion, we're discussing Meiser. It says bein leMeiser bein leShvius because it says Gemara Shvius mandocha shmei. Who is talking about Shvius here, Bechal? Why is it that the Rabbi Seinu bring in Shvius? Must be chisure mechsera. It must be missing words. And this is what the Brisa really said. Esrog acher lekitasai lemaiser. Acher chanata leshevius. So the Gemara seems to say that Esrog goes baser chanata for shevius. Rabbi Seinu nimnu va'usha acher lekitasai bein lemaiser bein leshevius. So therefore, it's machloikes tanoim. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to stop here. I'm trying to recover from my Nate's exhaustion, which hopefully I will over Shabbos. We're not davening Nate, so hopefully also won't be so exhausted. And we're having some Rebbeim come down Sunday. So up until now, yesterday it was just me. Today it's just me. But come Sunday, hopefully we'll have like a normal. And also Avi Zellinger will be back, hopefully. That'll make a big difference. Oh, it looks like I was going to be coming earlier. Praise Hashem. Okay, my friends, I'm sorry that I'm so tired, but things are going to be mainstreaming very soon, getting back to normal. So I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos, and I look forward to learning with you also, Praise Hashem, hopefully on Sunday. Make it a great day, everyone.